wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause
oh,
baby,
baby,
Chet. There it is. All right, all right. Welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And boy, do we... really mean a Motown Monday. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, Earl, I'm doing all right.
you're a bit frazzled, but
a little bit, but we're keeping on.
Yeah, we've got people working on it, so just bear with us, and we'll get it worked out. You know, I wanted to say, Calvin, again, it's a Motown Monday. Thank all of you for, you know, listening to us as always. I am so happy to be back to work. I can't remember the last time I ever said I was happy to get back to work. But I had so much going on this past weekend that I had to get back to work to get some rest. young man that my wife and I have been raising for the last 21 years, wound up being hospitalized on this past Wednesday, and he was just released on Sunday afternoon, I think about 3 o'clock, spending, you know, evenings in the the hospital, especially spending, you know, weeknights in ICU is not something that I think anybody thinks is, you know, something that they want to do. But sometimes we take things for granted so much when things are going fine that when something happens and we wind up really realizing just what's really important in life, you do take time out to reflect. And so, you know, I want to thank all of those people at Frederick Hospital, from the emergency room to ICU to the nurses that treated the young man that we are raising and my wife and I, those people don't get enough credit for what they do. They don't know you, but they treat you as if you're the most valuable thing and person in the world. And so we owe a great debt of gratitude to the doctors, all of the specialists over the last 5 days or so who, you know, spent nonstop, you know, hours and days trying to figure out the malady of the young man that we are raising. And in treating my wife and I and him as if we were the most important people in the world. And let me be clear. It wasn't just that they were treating my wife and I and the young man that we had, that we are raising, as if we were the only people in the world. All the other people who were there got treated with the same care and love and compassion. And there's a reason why Frederick Hospital is one of the top hospitals in the United States. It's right here in Wisconsin. It's right there in the city of Milwaukee, one of the largest hospitals in the entire Midwest. But they certainly make you feel welcomed. I got a lot of I want to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about a whole plethora of things, Calvin. We're going to spend some time talking about, look, man, it doesn't matter if the world is coming to an end. The Caitlin Clark saga seems to be the one thing that people want to talk about. I don't get it, but, you know, we're going to talk about it. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 is the number. As I said before, you know, I was so glad to get back to work so I can get some rest because this weekend was full for me. And I was talking about before the break about spending the last 5 days and nights in the hospital. With a young man that my wife and I are raising, and how great Frederick really was, and all of those nurses and all of those people who helped us along the way and helped him, we owe them a debt of gratitude. But there's this family that we met while we were there, and I think, you know, just an unbelievable family who were dealt with a tremendous tragedy. I'm not going to mention their names, but I've never seen in my soon to be 70 years of life as wonderful a family as these people are. I didn't know, Calvin. You ever hear of peanut allergies?
Yeah, I'm familiar with peanut allergies.
Do you know how serious they are?
I've heard stories. I don't know anyone with a peanut allergy, but yeah, I've heard stories they can be pretty scary.
So this family has a daughter 21 years old in the beginning of her life. And she was out at a bar in Milwaukee, and she's allergic to peanuts. And so she ordered some poppers. I guess you know what poppers are?
No, I don't.
I guess there's some peppers that are filled with different things.
Oh, okay, like a jalapeno popper.
Yeah, jalapeno popper. And it didn't denote that the popper had peanuts in it. And this beautiful young lady ordered those poppers, began to consume the popper, and her being allergic to peanuts, her tongue began to swell, and it cut off her airways. And by the time the emergency people arrived, she hadn't gotten oxygen to her brain for, you know, four or five minutes. And you know that when you don't get oxygen to your brain, it doesn't take long before your brain is irreversibly damaged. And this poor young lady, Wound, has had to be resuscitated by the emergency people. And by the time they resuscitated her, she received irreversible brain damage. And her father came from Green Bay. They live in Green Bay. And the family came down. And when we were in the family room, you know, all of us, as our loved ones were being treated, we got to talking, and then the young man that I'm raising, my wife and I, came into the room. He was doing better. But the family couldn't help but notice, you know, the disability that the young man that we're raising has. And they took the time out during their tragedy to spend time with the young man that we're raising, playing cards, talking to him. The father is an absolute angel. Because I don't know, Calvin, if my daughter or my son at 21 years of age, out of the clear blue, now is going to need somebody for the rest of their lives to take care of her. And I had a long conversation with this dad, and I wish he could hear me now. But man, if ever there was somebody who represented the creator of all of it, it was this gentleman. He showed unbelievable strength to hold his family together as her sisters and brothers were there. And mom and this man showed unbelievable courage in the face of that adversity, and then took the time out to play cards with the young man I'm raising. And he said, well, he reminds me of my brother. My brother was born with autism. And so, you know, he had all of these issues. He passed about a year and a half ago at 31. And so this young man that you have reminds me of him. And man, they brought in food for, you know, everybody in the family room. I mean, just an unbelievable family. And so what it did was reassured me in the face of all the ridiculous things that happen in a society, that there are people who still understand what life is really about. Because I don't know if I could have held it together if inside of 3 days, my daughter, who had a full life ahead of her, is now in ICU with all those tubes and things in her, and the doctor's telling me that she'll never, ever, you know, be able to live a normal life. And she's going to need somebody to take care of her the rest of her life. To that family, whom I, you know, owe a great debt of gratitude and prayers, thank you for, you know, giving me hope that the society is not all gone, that there are still great people who understand the importance of life. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me read a couple texts before we go to the phone lines. This is Brendan from New Jersey. With all that is going on in the world today, that there are truly good people out there. Earl, I'm sorry for your pain, but we rejoice those good people in the world that remind us what it is to be all giving, all caring, and all good. On the line, a surprise caller, my wife, Allie, who basically never calls, but she's decided to call this morning. Hey, good morning to you, Allie. You say what?
Good morning. Yes, I never call, but I had to. That family, they were amazing because Jamari, the young man we were raising, as you say, he's Jamari, he was kicking and kicking like backwards like a mule, you know, just kicking walls and things like that. His meds were off and they were trying to balance his levels and just a lot going on. And we were headed into the family room to get something from the machine. And he was really frustrated, and he was kicking, and the family was so concerned about him when I walked into the room that, you know, hands over their mouths, like, oh, is he? And I said, he's okay. He's not going to hit anyone. He's just going to make some noise, but we're just trying to get something out of the machine. So we did, and we walked away, came right back. 3 minutes, 5 minutes later, he wanted another Rice Krispie treat. And that dad, I didn't know who he was at the time, but he was so nice. We were trying to get it. The card wouldn't work on the machine, and Jamar was getting frustrated and kicking again. And he offered, you know, he said, ma'am, I have Rice Krispie treats, a whole box here. You can, you know, you're welcome to them. And I thought that was so nice, but Jamari was so frustrated. I said, that's okay, thank you. And we got the treat. And then I thanked him and went over and got one. He said, get two. And I noticed how they were so concerned, the wife and the daughters, and they were just, we were, you know, just saying, we were just so concerned about him. And I thanked them, and we went on out as he was kicking the wall, and we made it out. And then later, when you took over, you came and replaced me, Jamari, I guess that's when I found out when you told me what their issue was. And I was really shocked because they were so concerned. And I find out that he's playing cards with them and they took the time out. So, yeah, that was amazing of that family considering what they had gone through. You know, and my prayers are with him. I know that's how God works. You know, always places someone right where you need them. And hello to Nurse Julia, who was amazing. And I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I had to because that lady was a godsend. And so many more. So thanks for the time, Earl. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I would say is only one Ingram allowed on the phone at a time. thank you very much. Well said, because, again, very, very special family. And our prayers go up to them as they face an uncertain future with their beautiful daughter. As I said before, long weekend. I was at the State Democratic Convention on Saturday at Pottawatomie in the city of Milwaukee, along with Jorge Rena. Jorge Rena is the VP of Marketing at Civic Media. And, man, just an all-around, you know, wonderful cat to hang out with, as I spent at least six, maybe more hours than that. But we got to hobnob with the Democrats of the state of Wisconsin. And, man, you know, I've been around a while, and this is, I think, the second one, in the last couple of years that I've been to. And this one was huge and ran into so many Democrats on the state level. But what I really want to say about that experience on Saturday was how many people talked about civic media and the impact of civic media, in the state. This is, again, the state Democratic convention that took place, and people from all over the state came over to where Jorge and I were and had conversations about civic media, the impact that civic media is having in the different markets. It was very pleasing to hear, very exciting to meet with people who listened to you, didn't know who you didn't get a chance, haven't ever had a chance to meet you, but got a chance to shake hands with people and take photos. And, Calvin, we didn't kiss any babies because, you know, I don't think there any babies allowed in Pottawatomie. But anyway, it was a great event, a very successful event for Wisconsin's State Democratic Party and civic media. All of you, don't ever get frustrated and discouraged and think that people aren't paying attention. Civic media is having a major impact broadly across the state of Wisconsin as word continues to get out about who we are and what we do and what we offer. So congratulations to all of you at civic media and all of you for the state of Wisconsin that continues to take a flyer on us as we continue to grow. But Calvin, have you ever heard of a person called Caitlin Clark?
Yes, I am familiar with Caitlin Clark.
So here's the saga of Caitlin Clark. I didn't know who Caitlin Clark was. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And I tried to stay away. You know, I remember the first time seeing her play was in the NCAA playoffs, and I started watching her and saw just how spectacular a talent she was. Just how good she was, competitive she was. And so it just the excitement of women's college basketball that I clearly had stopped watching long ago when Cheryl Swoops of the world, that's 20 years or so ago, were playing. And once Cheryl Swoops retired, a woman who was a trailblazer for women's basketball. Ann Myers And Reggie Miller's sister, Cheryl Miller, in the 80s, you know, were the ones who initially started getting this off the ground. And it was a completely different game, a lot more boring. People weren't in the crowds. I remember when the Bucks had a WNBA team called the Does. And if you could get 50 people in the arena, it was a lot. And so, you know, WNBA basketball certainly hadn't been something that people had paid any attention to. And so come, Caitlin Clark appears on the scene. And the visibility of her and the people who have admiration for her and love for her are throngs and throngs of people who probably never even watched basketball, never even cared one iota about women's basketball, are now all of a sudden Caitlin Clark fans. And so everything is Caitlin Clark. And so she was the number one pick in the WNBA this fall. And so, you know, as she dominated, she wound up scoring more points in college basketball than any male or female in the history of the game. So when you think in the history of the game, you're talking about the Michael Jordans and the Larry Birds and all those top flight players. She scored more points than any of them all combined. Well, not combined, but any of them ever. So she has that honor. So somehow, and she was the number one pick. So people somehow assumed that because she was so dominant and so great in college basketball, that she was going to be able to step right into the NBA, WNBA, and replicate that. Well, guess what? It has not been that easy. And I think it's added frustration to many people who were led to believe that she was going to be able to right away do on the WNBA level what she had done in college. It hasn't been the case. And as anybody who spent any time playing the game or watching the games, Calvin, one player can't win on those levels. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, it's definitely safe to say that. And to say that she's not, I mean, she's certainly struggling by the expectations that we've put on her as the star she was in college, but she's top 10 in the league in points. She's top 10 in the league in assists. She's struggling with turnovers. So, I mean, she's adapting. It's going to take her some time, but she is playing. She's playing good for a rookie.
Yeah, but people thought she would dominate the WNBA like she dominated college. And that hasn't been the case. Let's bring Brendan in from New Jersey. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. How you doing, sir? It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Happy Monday, Calvin and Earl. My wife and I have been watching women's college basketball. My daughter was very active in basketball. I coached her in the local leagues, and then she went on to high school. But played tennis, surprisingly enough, in college. But long story short, going back to, the Tennessee Vols and the UConn of the college world, Pat Summer, we loved Pat in Tennessee. But anyway, Caitlin's going to be fine. I think Caitlin has become a political football and a media darling all at the same time. But I don't know any sport you don't go into and you don't have to take your hard knocks as a rookie. So I think some of the things that are being said and done within the media, she's not taking it as seriously as everybody else is. And she's going to have an incredible WNBA career. I agree with Calvin. She's playing well for a rookie. And after she gets a year or two under her belt, she's going to be just fine. And financially, she's already just fine. So it's all good. But we watched her play and we watched the final series. You know, you have Angel Reese as well, who came in number two. And there might be a little jealousy there with Angel and everybody talking about Caitlin, but the NBA has become a great thing. We are out here in New Jersey, so we're Liberty fans. They almost won last year against the Aces. And so we're looking forward to a great year, but it's become a very enjoyable product.
Hey, Brendan, man, thank you as always, man. Thank you for following us. Thank you for always chiming in. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 if you want to join in. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And as I, you know, am looking at music to play, especially on Motown Monday, man, there's just so many songs that I could be playing from now until, you know, if I live to be as old as Methuselah. But speaking of somebody who's old as Methuselah, hey, Al, what's going on, man?
I knew that was coming. I don't know why I knew that was coming.
Hey, you remember you have been talking about me playing that music that was putting people to sleep.
Yes.
Am I doing better?
Much better, thank you.
All right.
And, Calvin, keep him on track, please.
Oh, Calvin's playing some great music himself.
I'm seeing, and I appreciate it very much. But, no, I called about this Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark. Hey, Al, don't say whatever her name, they'll be throwing bricks through the window. But anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
My wife and I received an award from the YWCA 2 years ago for coaching girls athletics for 50 years. 1971, when the federal government said that all schools, public schools that receive federal money had to have equal number of sports for girls as they do for boys. And my wife is a gym teacher and fire and a health teacher, and she was a coach anyway, but for girls, but I joined in. And the point is, what's happening now with Clark and this other girl from LSU.
Yeah, Angel Reese.
It's not about them and the ball game.
That's correct.
Both of them are outstanding ball players. the point is the media and these sponsors and all these other people have gotten involved with money, and it's creating jealousy, and it's a distraction to the game and to those young ladies. And there's jealousy all over the place because of the money. Here she is. She walks in. She's the highest scoring. I mean, she's done a phenomenal job. But the point is, the game is different. You're talking about professional athletes
right
now. You're not talking about college kids playing for the fun of the game.
They're the best in the world.
So that's correct. And these people are serious about the game. And when she walks in and she's getting all this money and she's getting all this notoriety, and these people have been out here playing their butts off for years to keep the league going.
Not being compensated. And, not being compensated.
Not being compensated, but not getting the same attention media-wise and otherwise. And there's some outstanding players.
Right.
It's just a matter of there's a lot of idiocy, but it's coming from the media more than it is the players, in my opinion. But both of those young ladies have outstanding qualities and what have you. But you got to remember one thing about one of the reasons you were talking about the Does and all those other people. Ladies, women's basketball is about team sport.
Right.
The men's game changed over from that years ago to the point where it's about an individual or one or two people, just like with the championship games going on now. Who do they keep talking about all the time?
Yeah, Doncic.
Kyrie Irving.
And Doncic.
Kyrie Irving. He's been there. He's 38 years old, and he's still playing the game. But the point is, there's young men out there who are playing their butts off, and Kyrie Irving is not the one. And it's just about, you know, whoever the media decides to promote, that's creating problems for people focusing on the game itself.
You know, Al, you are absolutely right. And the reason that I've tried to steer away from this, because it is a firestorm. And what I don't get, Al, is with all the issues going on in the world, the media has chosen to focus on this. And the fact that the Olympics, only 12 players have been chosen, and they chose to not include Caitlin Clark, who will get many opportunities to play Olympic basketball. They've made this another, you know, well, they chose not to get her because of jealousy and all these kinds of things. Listen, I've been watching women's basketball. I've been as guilty as others, NBA, WNBA basketball. There are some phenomenal women playing pro basketball. You know, there's a step up from college, Al. There's a step up from high school to college. There's a huge step up from college to the pros. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, most definitely. And see, I was offered jobs in colleges, and I turned them down because too many times people get away from teaching the fundamentals of the game. And see, it's all about this playground stuff and trying to be like Mike. But the point is, if you don't master the fundamentals of the game, you can't accelerate to another level.
Yeah.
And these young people have done that.
Yeah. Don't take away the playground stuff. I kind of like a little bit of the playground stuff.
But the kids out on the playground that are doing that, all of that stuff that Michael Jordan and what have you were doing, they have mastered fundamentals of the game to be able to accelerate
Al, something else. Agree with you totally. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to turn the page. 844-967-2789.